The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What do you do when someone inserts you into their relationship and it involves cheating? What Ooh. Do you do? Let's talk about it on Tuesday. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
You call down in the DM.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony. Hey. And sometimes you just say, you know what, guys? Life deals you these cards. And that's what I told my one friend who was getting cheated on by her boyfriend. And I found myself in the middle of this dilemma here.
But Anthony, the worst part is you were having this incredible time.
Yes, dude.
Comedy.
I just had a great, one of the greatest comedy shows I've ever done. Exactly. Performed great. Me and my friends are like, yo, let's go down and get some drinks. I'm like, all right, cool. One of my lifelong friends, dude. I've known her since I was elementary school. Homie, never been weird, never been like that. We're sitting there, we're on our phones, we're texting. Next thing I know, I look over and she's gazing at her boyfriend's phone with some eyes of fury.
She's like, looking for a down in the DM.
She was like, ooh, and then so I step outside to go, you know, partake a little bit. She walks out with me, and next thing I know, that's when she starts unloading on me. I think he's cheating on me, and this is going on.
And what did you tell her?
I said, damn, that's tough.
What are you supposed to say?
What am I supposed to do? I don't know.
What are you supposed to say?
Okay.
I'm not going to know if he's cheating or not.
Hold on. As a woman, you're going to help her figure it out.
I'm not here to do that, because I wasn't here to get that much in the middle. Again, mind you, I didn't even think I was going to be in this spot 45 minutes before this all
happened.
You're
like on a natural high already, and she just blows it.
I was just like, that's tough. But I did give her a ride home, dropped her off, went about my way, and found myself giving her life advice at 3 a.m. So there was that.
Did she stay with her man?
Yeah, that was the worst part about it. That was the worst. That was the worst.
You had to stay there until 3 a.m?
This is the worst part about it. This is the worst part about it. And she calls me, they call me back the next day and they go, hey, let's all go to brunch. And I was like, I thought you just said he's cheating on you and you hate him. Why are we all going to go eat breakfast together?
Did you
make me stay up until 3 a.m. to listen to your problems?
Yes, I went. Because they paid for it.
It's your fault.
I knew it.
Oh, they paid for it?
Okay. Because they paid. Good for you.
She paid for the therapy session.
Yeah, got a free michelada out of all of it, dog.
Free pancakes. Well, how do you deal with a friend bringing you into cheating? 877-730-DCS1, especially if they rant and rant and then they stay. All right, National Day, Anthony.
Oh, it's National Lovers Day, so that's that.
Shout out to them.
Right. And we also got National Cheesecake Cherry Day. Ooh.
Cherry Cheesecake
there
Day?
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Cherry Cheesecake. I just flipped it in my mind. I know what's up.
It's all good. That's good. There's some cheese. There's some carrots. You know what it is.
Yep.
And we'll wrap it up on National School Bus Drivers Day.
Oh, hey, yes. Salute to those guys.
This past weekend, we were hosting a car show, lowrider car show, and one of our listeners, who's a school bus driver, said, my favorite part of the morning, Dana, is down to the DM. All the high school kids, they are so quiet. They just be listening to the drama. That's it. Hey, thank you to all the school bus drivers out there. We love what you do.
Yes, sir.
Salute.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Study published in Personal Relationships, just released in Forbes. And they say being friends with an ex, there's 3 reasons.
Okay.
All right, so reason number 1, practicality. You're probably friends before. Why not stay friends after? Who needs an enemy?
That's why I'm friends with all my exes.
You think
I was I was usually friends with them before, okay, and then stayed friends with them after.
Well, yeah, and then holding on to hatred and negativity, that's just so much bad energy.
It is.
Because aren't you friends, or friendly at least, with your exes?
I said that in a statement of, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to continue on to what your study says. Okay. Not about we're going to stop and talk about who I'm friends and not friends with.
So who are you friends with, Ant?
Let's give a list. Live on the radio. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Also, civility, which kind of falls into the same thing. Don't you want to be nice? You can be the angry ex and talk badly about somebody, but why would you want to be that person?
That pill is only poisoning you.
It is. Automatic. Right. Thank you.
I'm a little bit more petty with mine because I don't get like uncivil or like try to be mean, but if I see my ex at a party, I'm going to outfun you.
Oh, you have the most fun.
I'm going to have fun. We're going to have the best
time. Look
how
good I am without
you. You're like a loud cheerleader girl at the party.
Yes. Yay!
Okay, the third reason, unresolved romantic desires.
Oh, yeah.
And you still want to hook up.
That should actually probably be, that's going to be the number one reason.
Why, though? Automatic is friends with all his exes.
I don't have any romantic desires for them.
I'll be honest, though. I think that it's completely immature if you can't be friends with an ex.
Really?
I really do.
I mean, I think it's just for each person, for each circumstance, there's a different story. So I think that you can have...
I'm not friends with all of my exes. You're right.
I'm not friends with all my exes. I'm friends with the majority of 95% of them, but I'm not friends
Otto, you actually, you had like 25 million exes or something. What the hell are we talking about?
I had a handful before we got together, Dana.
Well, we could talk about that another day. I want to take a call here. This woman thinks that being with friends with an ex is not a good idea.
I totally get where you guys are coming from about it, like being immature. But at the same time, like, why would you even want to open your relationship to those types of ex problems?
If your person isn't jealous, it's not going to be an issue.
But why?
Do you see what I'm saying? Let me give you the example. Otto's friends with, you know, a nice woman. He used to go out with her for years. I don't care. It's not an issue unless I make it an issue.
I think this is the part where, like, the definition of friendship gets a little muddy. Because I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with the caller here. I agree with you. Like, why even open up that situation? They're exes for a reason. I'm with the caller. I don't open up. Why? They're that, in my past for a reason.
But it's not opening anything.
The thing, like, what,
with, I think, like, if you run into them and you say hi, that's one thing. But why are they still calling your phone? Like, why do they still feel that comfortable to ask you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I think when I said friends, I think it should have been cordial with people. Because I'm not hanging out. I'm not talking on the phone. I don't like exchanging messages.
But women's genuine intention, like, I believe that her genuine intention is like pure and stuff like that. Men, when they're exes, their intentions aren't always the best. And I know that, speaking from a guy, and I don't know one guy who's just like, yeah,
Dana, I'm not reaching out to anyone. I saw Dana and immediately go.
So, like, for example, like, if guys are messaging me like, good morning, right? And then I respond like, good morning.
That's okay, that girl, come on now. That's different. That's different. I agree. If your ex and y'all are sending little emojis and good mornings, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, I better not see Automatic's little good morning sunshine or nothing. I think in the end, the three reasons nailed it, right? You're either going to be friends or you're trying to get with somebody.
Mm.
And the thing is, if your person is friends with their ex, you got to decide which of those three reasons are they friends with the ex for. Because if it's for the latter, the last one, they're trying to get intimate again later on, you probably shouldn't be with them. Period.
And I'm going to blame that one on the women because they just don't want another notch in the belt.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I mean, you know, I agree with you from the perspective of the partner. But also, if you have these feelings for anybody else besides the person you're with,
don't be in a relationship,
dog. Just seriously. Do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Be for the streets. Come join me. We're out here. You know what I'm saying? It's about to get nice. Weather's looking good. Come on, dude.
Little brunch.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did you have fun this past weekend? Throw some back with friends, you know, a couple of shots here and there. Hey, how much alcohol is actually safe to consume? Professor of cancer prevention at Harvard, his name is Dr. T.H. Chan, has the answer. I'll play the audio for you last in case you missed it, DJ Automatic.
Ozempic is great for your waistline, but bad for your libido.
No.
They've done some studies and they're finding out that it actually changes your personality and sex drive.
Oh, man.
So yeah, so it lowers your desire to eat those bad foods.
Lowers your desire to love your lover.
That's not good.
And you know what? That's not worth the wait. Like Dr. Franco, you know, Ozempic is a brand and there's different kinds of this drug and the semaglutides that he prescribes are different.
Oh.
And you really got to know that. So Ozempic is actually a brand and I don't know how it all works, but I know that he lost a ton of weight with it, but you have to understand you can't just depend on it, and losing weight quickly comes with side effects. You need nutrition. You need to learn how to re-eat. You need to learn a different lifestyle depending on anything, a drug or a melon diet for the week. Nothing like that works.
So all that is bad, but one of the great things about this, though, is actually helping people with alcoholism and addiction to drugs, too, because of those dopamines that you're getting from the drug.
So it helps.
So yeah, you're
well?
Having a less desire to drink and less desire to do drugs.
So if I was doing drugs, though, can I still get it up?
Because that's a point. Yes, but you are less likely to want to.
I might stay with the meth. I don't know.
Anthony, no.
All right.
What do you?
I think meth is going to turn out way worse. Sorry.
You use a lot of weight doing that one.
Greater than meth.
Use everything. We are not here to promote everything, that. Dog. All right, yo. In case you missed it, recent study provided by CBS News reveals that half of people prefer a clean restaurant rather than the quality of food. So saying that the cleanliness of the restaurant matters more than the quality of the food does.
I'm not one of those people. And trust me, I care about clean. I really do. Like, I hate when the salt shakers are dirty and all that.
Dana cleans the salt shakers at restaurants for the employees.
I will clean the top of the freaking A1 and ketchup. I'm like, y'all are nasty.
The top thing everyone was looking at was the silverware.
Ew.
And if the dirty forks and the dirty...
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I can't eat it off of a dirty fork. No.
I have to send it back.
But I'm telling you right now, some of the best restaurants are the ones with the torn chairs, are the ones that, like, I was in Miami one time, this guy was like,
I'm going to take you to this restaurant. It's not much to look at, but I promise you, once you get this curried oxtail, you're going to be like a whole new world. And he was right.
I hate to admit this. There's this place in Pecos, Texas. It was called La Fiesta. And a little roach might come out and say, what's up? But they had the best chile verde burritos or homemade tortillas. I didn't give a damn. All right. What matters to you more, cleanliness or the quality of the food, the taste of the food? 877-730-DCS1. All right, so this study just came out. Professor of Cancer Prevention at Harvard. His name is Dr. T.H. Chan. He's telling us how much alcohol is safe to consume. Oh my gosh, listen.
Alcohol is a very difficult one because people don't like to hear this message, but alcohol is a carcinogen. We used to think that a little bit of alcohol consumption was okay, and we used to also think that maybe it had benefits for cardiovascular risk and things like that, so people felt a little better about drinking their glass of red wine. But my read of the literature is there is no safe level of alcohol consumption.
Boo.
Damn.
Rain on our parade over here. Boring. I don't drink. I don't really drink very much, but I did see alcohol ruin my family. But some people can handle it. Some people can't, you know? It just depends. So, but he said none. He said zero. He said nada.
At first, I was like, this guy is a party pooper, right? Like, who invited him? But then you said his name was Dr. T.H. Chan?
Yeah, Dr. T.H.
So Dr. T.H.C.
Yes!
So, of course, Dr. THC is anti-alcohol.
Oh.
I wonder what he's partaking in.
Who does he work for?
Harvard. That's funny. Hey,
what is he invested in?
Factoid. Marijuana has never killed one person ever in the history of smoky smoke. Alcohol, no. Not the same story. Not the same story. But a lot of people are anti-marijuana, and they drink every day. What is that? Why?
I don't know. I just listen to Dr. THC. So.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, I just saw that the door from the Titanic sold at auction. Well, it's actually the door from the film, The Titanic, that Leonardo DiCaprio couldn't hold on to.
Oh!
Okay, auction goes up. The piece of wood from the award-winning flick sold for $718,000.
What?
I know.
Why?
I know. So it's the second highest piece of memorabilia ever sold on a movie. So I guess the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Harrison Ford's bullwhip sold for $525,000.
Well, at least it's a whip. You could do something with it. What are you going to do with
that
the
piece
door?
Of wood?
What are you going to do with a whip, dude?
You don't know my husband, Anthony A. That's the real WTF here. You don't really know DJ Automatic.
Well, let's take it out to Pennsylvania because they're looking for an official chief ice cream officer.
Hey, now.
You say, who's looking for it? The American Dairy Association. It's a summer job. They're going to pay you $5,000 to drive around Pennsylvania and try out different ice cream shops.
I'll go. What? I'm down. Don't even look. I'm volunteering right now.
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, you can't apply for the job, so I'm out.
But Automatic, I was like, you can't go, but I can go.
If you're interested, go to their TikTok or their Instagram and you can apply right there.
Hell yeah, dog. I don't think I'm versed enough in ice cream to be able to distinguish good and bad ice cream. It's all good to me, dog.
I'm sorry. I'm on the TikTok applying right now. I apologize. Go ahead, Anthony A.
All right. Next, we're going to go to a parking lot where a woman's car was blown up, allegedly because she is a lash tech and she kept rescheduling a woman for an appointment. The woman eventually got fed up and went and literally lit her car on fire.
What?
Because she wouldn't do her lashes?
No, yeah, exactly.
She had her out there looking foolish.
Is it worth that, though? That's crazy.
I don't ever think it's worth lashing out that bad.
Oh.
That was funny. I'm paying attention this time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
6 months ago, Kanye West said Drake was the best, the GOAT. Now he said Drake sucks, and we've got the audio. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have George Lopez celebrating his birthday, Gigi Hadid, and John Cena.
All right, so Kid Cudi fell on stage at Coachella.
Mm.
And the first thing that went through your mind, DJ Automatic?
He needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
No. Get up. Get up. No.
It just reminded me of us sitting down with NBA legend Amari Stoudemire, and he talked about Kanye West not being able to play basketball. Listen.
I used to have these MTV parties in L.A. in the offseason. I used to always invite my friends over. And we all go to the court, and we'll just shoot around and stuff. So that's how I know Kanye couldn't play. He tried.
I kind of saw that coming.
He tried, though.
And that was a young Kanye. I can't even imagine now.
Bro.
People were writing Theo Cuddy. That's it, man. Don't be doing that anymore.
Music artist, not music athlete.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so speaking of Kanye West, you know, about 6 months ago, he called Drake the GOAT. He said he was the best. Now he says Drake is basically an industry plant.
Drake has a rich baby daddy named Lucian and Universal. He's like, you know, like, man, my daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Drake has a rich baby daddy.
It's reported that Drake got $400 million from Universal, and the CEO of Universal is Lucian Grange.
Okay, so he got a lot of money. I don't understand what that has to do with anything. I think that...
Sounds like a little jealousy on Kanye's part.
Probably. Everybody's jealous of Drake.
Thanks.
50 Cent said it. He's like, sorry, leave a man alone. Nobody does what he does. Kendrick's a better rapper. J. Cole's a better, you know, poet. Kanye West is a better beat maker. But Drake's got the numbers that nobody in that in all the artists I just said, nobody comes close to.
And
I don't care what anybody says. It's true. And that's why everybody attacks Drake. Even when Kanye's not in the conversation, he's like, I want to be in this conversation
attack
now.
Attack is a strong word, dog. This is just a bunch of grown men over the age of 35 getting sassy. You know what the crunch reminds me of? I haven't seen grown men get this sassy since our fantasy football league.
That's true. You get sassy in this joint.
Some sassy grown man stuff going on right now.
Oh my God.
But we're all only here for the championship. Drake versus Kendrick. Everybody else needs to get out of it. I'm so sick of everybody trying to pile on this dude. Oh,
but sign me up for Quavo versus Chris Brown for like the opening, you know, opening
that
act.
Could be the yes. That
for pay-per-view all day long.
And to be honest, that's the only one that I'm worried about getting violent.
Yeah, because Kanye and Drake in the end Kendrick Lamar and everybody, they probably end up doing a concert together, which would be great.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Interesting today in food news, we're going to talk about something that people enjoy more than eating out, but it involves food. This is very interesting inside food news. We'll talk about it. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
The Albert Einstein's College of Medicine just received a huge gift from one of its former professors. Her name is Dr. Ruth L. Gottsman. Take a listen.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition free.
I have chills, and I didn't even go to college. I have chills. She said she did this because she loves the fact that education changes lives. This is one of the poorest counties in the country. She taught there for years. Her husband was a very successful man on Wall Street. And she said this billion,
so she's got all that money from
him. This billion will be invested. There will never be a student that has to pay for tuition at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And
so
college used to be free. I don't understand why it's not anymore. It is an argument I will have until the day I die. The government wants an educated people, a healthy people. If all of us citizens are healthy and educated, we're a stronger country.
Imagine if Joe Biden really does excuse all the college debt. That'll be the reaction of America. People would literally party in the streets.
Well, people don't understand the way loans change and how predatory they are. And the reason Dr. Ruth L. Gottsman wanted to do this, she said the poorest children come to school here. And they are the ones that end up having to get all these loans and the amount of interest. It's almost impossible to pay off the loans. So.
Man, I think this makes her the greatest Ruth of all time.
For real.
Over Babe Ruth as well, too.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Okay, so according to a recent study, 80% of Americans would prefer outdoor barbecue to dining out.
I'd rather have some barbecue
in the backyard.
Let's go.
Pepsi saw this. They brought on Chef Bobby Flay. And now they're doing a campaign called Better with Pepsi, and they have two new Pepsis. They have Lime Pepsi and Peach Pepsi. That's supposed to go really, really well with
your
barbecue.
I'll take a Lime Pepsi.
I don't know about that peach, though.
About that peach Pepsi. That sounds a little weird.
That sounds like it was made to mix with alcohol. That is not, I don't know about that.
I think they're both having a barbecue outside.
Also, with the barbecue, though, bro, it depends on who's cooking.
Well, Bobby Flay's cooking.
Well, of course. Yeah, dude.
But Bobby Flay ain't coming to our house.
We got DJ Automatic. Yeah,
you're right. You barbecue.
Be at Bobby Flay's level, but I'm like,
Did you have an electric grill?
Well, I sold it at the garage sale.
Man? Electric grill is the sassiest man thing you can have.
I just got a Ninja smoker.
Oh, let's go.
That's sassier. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have International Macaroni Day.
Okay. Macaroni is the basis of many delicious meals, including mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
And we also have National Picnic Day, along with Cherry Cheesecake Day, which I love cherry cheesecake.
I love to take a cherry cheesecake on a picnic.
It's a beautiful nightmare that the neighborhood I moved into now has a vending machine 24 hours a day that serves slices of pie.
That's That's so, not good.
That's in walking distance,
that
all right, guys?
Horrible.
So, yeah, so every day I wake up with those evils presented to me, all right?
But Automatic would be so fat if we lived next to
There's no way. It's a vending machine.
It's a vending machine. I'll upload it on my Instagram. Sorry, Dana, I know you don't have yours. At Anthony A. Comedy. But gosh. I will upload it on there and you will see this thing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Automatic and Anthony constantly throwing their Instagram handles in my face.
Trying to get it back for you, Dana.
Dana Cortez, please somebody help me. Who knows somebody at Instagram at Meta?
And let's go to wrap it up on National Lovers Day. I know Valentine's Day gets all the credit, but today is the day we celebrate love. So if you have a partner or if you just love yourself, today's the way to express that love.
Automatic, I love you.
I love you too.
You're my best friend.
Oh.
Okay. Will you get me my Instagram back?
I'm going to try.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we found out that alcohol is bad for you at any level, no matter how much. You could take a little sip and you shouldn't be doing it. It's terrible for you. Mm-hmm. So myself here, Dana Cortez, I was talking to DJ
AKA
Automatic.
The fun police.
Whatever. And I was talking to Automatic, my husband, and Anthony A. I started thinking about things that I know are terrible for me that I refuse to give up. For instance, the ramen noodles. And I'm not talking about at the beautiful Vietnamese restaurant that you pull up. I mean the ones from Walmart that cost 33 cents.
Oh.
I love those ramen noodles.
With all the sodium your body can take.
Yeah, I made some though recently that had parasites on them, or I don't know if it'd been there for too long. Made me sick, so I haven't had any since then. Mm. Been a couple of months. Goldfish.
Yum.
Oh, Dana loves her goldfish.
Flavor Blast Goldfish.
Damn, boy. She out here just ruining
Dana
everything.
Likes her life salty.
A whole glass every night before bed. It's my latest thing. I don't know why I'm doing it.
Wait, a glass of...
She puts them in a glass, like a
like
drinking
a big
glass.
Oh, my God.
And then I might go back for a second.
That's addict behavior right there.
And then finally, I love a large chocolate milkshake with a double meat bacon cheeseburger, whole jalapeno, large french fries, one water burger. And I don't want water. I want that giant milkshake, and I don't even want Otto to taste a little bit of it. If he takes a little bit, I get angry eyes. I get only child greedy freaking behavior on him, and you know it.
Dude, that's a big meal, and you're a slow eater. It probably takes you like 3 weeks to finish that thing, right? That's
2.5 hours. But you can't touch it.
We're getting it to go, because I am not sitting at the restaurant while she eats that.
He makes me go home and eat it by myself in the corner.
On that note, one of my guilty pleasures, too, is a good burger and a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's Anthony.
The thing that get me. I've stopped drinking earlier this year. As you guys remember, I went on a semen retention journey. Completed that.
We tried to block it. But anyway.
You were a little moody during that time.
I was a little moody during that time. But I still can't say no to a burger. You know, I could say no to Furburger. Can't say no to real burgers.
That's disgusting.
Well, the one I can't say no to is Furburger.
Thank God. What's your guilty pleasure? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
I didn't even get to tell mine.
It don't even matter. We'll tell it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.